Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Root Cause Radio, sharing the secrets of optimal health.
The collard green recipe is fantastic, and it calls for uncured turkey bacon. And I have never cooked collards for quite that long. I didn't know that it's good to cook greens for a long time because it breaks the molecular bonds, and the food, the oxalates become more digestible, and the recipe has you to cook the greens for about an hour and a quarter, and my family loves the greens.
Once the diseases are cured at the cellular level, we are able to prevent new diseases from occurring.
This message is for those people out there that they need hope and they need a resolution for their sickness. Symptometry is the solution.
Yes, this is a total health system. I have trained under other people, and they only gave me partial answers.
My family tends to suffer with plaque buildup on our teeth, and we have to go in regularly to fight off gingivitis. And it doesn't matter how much you floss, it seems it just doesn't help. But just by using the yogurt blend, when I just went into my doctor's visit, my dental visit last week, she was amazed by the results. I mean, it was great. The plaque buildup was just minimized significantly.
Once we have prevented new diseases from occurring, then mankind will have a chance to live in a disease-free body. This is what we all want. We all want to live in a disease-free body, so that we will be happy all the time.
Go deep at the root cause of your sickness, of your disease. And Dr. Naughty is an awesome man.
My name is Michelle Mitchell, and I just love being here for symptometry. I got to actually meet Dr. Naughty, and just learning all the information that we learned today was really fulfilling, and I am definitely going to work towards becoming a student.
So I would encourage anyone who would like to learn how to learn about solutions and not just live in a situation, to come and call symptometry. Come to a symposium, and guess what? You can be like I am, more enlightened, because the more I learn how to do that will support me, the better off I will become.
This was a very awakening moment. We're just enjoying ourselves and feel very enlightened by all the information that we received, and I'm looking forward to purchasing a few of the books so I can continue on the symptometry path.
What we have to do now is to establish the gateway to happiness by removing all diseases from the human body. It is as simple as that.
He talked to me for 2 hours, and his compassion, his care that he have for people, I never saw to anybody, the love for people, and I was so impressed.
Hi, my name is Lori. This is my first symposium. I enjoyed it immensely. I'm also a student at the American School of Symptometry. I would encourage everybody to participate in either the 6-month program or to study to become a symptometrist, because curing is proving. We're learning how. We want to spread the word. We need your help.
Symptometry has really helped me with dental problems. Before, I would wake up and my teeth were starting to cross in front. And the more citrus I was eating, the worse it would get. So it's been able to stop that. I stopped having dental pain in the actual teeth itself. And bad breath went away. No bad breath.
And the best way to go about it is to go to the American School of Symptometry, where we teach cosmic or atomic science, where we teach cell nourishment, so that every cell and every tissue in the human body is well nourished.
But I'm so excited because we find help in symptometry, and we are grateful that we find this help, and I hope you'll call symptometry, and you're gonna find out that for anything that you have, there is a solution. And and Dr. Navi knows how to help you.
Well, gentlemen, I do apologize for the sound issues and the technical difficulties. We are live on Root Cause Radio, and I will have to say all of that again because apparently there have been some technical difficulties and no one's been able to hear the information we've been sharing. Thank you so much to our loyal listeners who have been texting in the chat and letting us know we've gotten that figured out, fixed, and rectified, and we are so happy that so many of you stayed with us to get this information we have tonight. So again, my name is Bella Marie. I am your hostess for the evening, your presenter for the evening. I am excited to be with you and sharing the information. Our topic tonight is fight the flu and other cold weather illnesses naturally. This podcast, like all of our Root Cause Radio podcasts, are sponsored by the American School of Symptometry. You're going to want to go to rootcauseradio.com not only to learn more about our sponsor, but also to have the information and the resources that are available, our past podcasts, our online e-courses, ladies and gentlemen. You definitely want to stay tuned in to enjoy that information as well. Symptometry, if you have a question, a concern, a health challenge of your own, you'll be happy to know that symptometry is the only form of applied therapeutic science, all natural health care, that is able to address and remove the cause of disease at the cellular, genetic, and DNA levels. Ladies and gentlemen, for your own personal health concern, you are welcome to dial 708-691-4977. Again, that's 708-691-4977, extension 2, I believe it is. But when you call the main number, it'll connect. You can have your private health consultation for yourself or your loved one and move forward with your health concern. Again, our topic is fighting the flu and other cold weather illnesses naturally, ladies and gentlemen. You may be lucky enough to live in a place that doesn't have a winter per se. You probably have a rain season or something else, but for those of us who are in areas where it gets below 40 degrees Fahrenheit, 30 degrees Fahrenheit, where there is wind and ice and snow, cough, cold, the flu attack just about everyone through the season, and some people fall vulnerable to it, and other people are able to make it through, be exposed to it, but not get sick themselves. And that's what tonight's podcast is here to do, help more people be able to go through the cold and flu season without falling ill themselves. Our children and the elderly are the most vulnerable, right? Everyone knows that, especially those parents and family caregivers who are on the line with us. But even healthy, active adults can get sick too. So we are so glad you joined us tonight, and you are going to want to save the website rootcauseradio.com in your favorites so that you can listen again and share this knowledge with your family. You know, take notes for yourself or even forward it to someone who may be dealing with the exact same issue. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's dive right in. As you may know, hopefully not from personal experience, our cold and flu seasons have been getting worse and worse. But as we mentioned, there are some people who do not even have this weather, right, aren't exposed to it normally, so they may not even know. They may not even know what a cold is or what a flu is. Well, they are both definitely viral infections. A cold is specifically a viral infection of the nose and the throat, ladies and gentlemen. You are familiar with the runny nose and the sneezing. Those of us who have allergies, seasonal allergies, get those symptoms at that time too when we're exposed to something, ladies and gentlemen. But sinusitis, bronchitis, all of those symptoms, all of those issues are means that your body is harboring, fighting the cold virus specifically, and you want to know, if you don't know already, that there are degrees to the different cold weather viruses out there, right? The flu, colds and flus are typically self-diagnosable, right? They're typically self-diagnosable. Now, the flu is different because rather than just a runny nose or a cough, right, you will usually have also an actual fever, chills, muscle aches, congestion, not just a runny nose, but congestion. You may actually have congestion and the runny nose. Also, headaches and fatigue are quite common. The cough can be dry, or it can have phlegm, you know, that mucus that comes up. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're coughing up phlegm and you take advantage of that private health consultation, you want to make note. Sounds a little gross, but you want to make note of the color, too. Is it clear? Is it yellow? Is it green? Right? Is it brownish? All of these things indicate exactly what is going on with your lungs and the severity of the current infection that you are fighting, right? So, ladies and gentlemen, we have the symptoms. It's also important to point out that sometimes when you are sick, it is not just the cold or the flu, okay? So we're definitely still encouraging you. We're sharing natural tips and tools tonight, but we're definitely still encouraging you to incorporate a health professional in your care, whether it is a symptometrist or your local health team, because you want to know, or you should know, that there is also something called the adenovirus, okay? And this has symptoms that are similar to the flu. However, it is definitely more severe, and their name comes specifically for the fact that their initial isolation, where they attack first, are the human adenoids, right? Like right there, still in your nasal capacity, in your throat area, and it'll have other symptoms too. Bringing on, so it's actually more severe than a cold and flu, ladies and gentlemen. Not just the sore throat and the coughing and so forth, but it'll actually bring on also bronchitis, pneumonia, diarrhea, pink eye, right? So all of these symptoms, all of these viruses and the symptoms connected to them, when they escalate, right, especially if they're already in someone who's vulnerable, maybe with an existing cardiac disease, existing lung, respiratory disease, right, any kind of weakened immune system, it can escalate really, really quickly to serious illness and, unfortunately, even death. So we're here to help support you and prevent that. And, again, all of these viruses, all of these illnesses are airborne. They are airborne, so this means we are vulnerable simply by being around and in contact with other people. So let's go ahead and get to the solutions. There are a few things that make us more vulnerable to, ladies and gentlemen. Less than 7 hours of sleep a night. I know winter time too is when like the major holiday seasons come up. So that would be we start way back with Halloween, right, with the introduction of candy and things. Then we go to especially in the U.S. Thanksgiving and Christmas. Then there's New Year's Eve. Then there's Valentine's Day. So all of these holidays, these string of holidays, are filled with usually high fat, sugary foods. Oftentimes lots of alcohol too, right? And all of these things depress the immune system. So if you are going to enjoy and indulge in those things, then you definitely want to do things to boost up, make sure you're getting your extra vitamins, rebuilding your immune system and your enzymes, right? Creating an enzyme surplus. I know those who take advantage of the resources at symptometry, like the molecules, pyridoxal 1-2-3-4, formula A16B. These are like simple, easy things that you can get and take a couple of times a week that really boost up, your, not just your energy, but also your immune system and help your body recover faster, especially if you've been exposing yourself to the things, the foods, the beverages that depress our immune system. So those are items you want to use. Also, we all know about chicken soup for the soul. It's a, what do you call it, a home remedy, if you will. Yeah, let's call it that. It's a home remedy because it's not something that is necessarily technically supported or recommended if you go to a medical professional or a health professional or a symptometrist. But those who take it and use it on their own do know that it works. It soothes them. It soothes your throat, especially if you are dealing with those sore throat issues, ladies and gentlemen. If you're going to make chicken soup, some extra things that you can add in there, maybe a little conventional, but things that will give you the added health benefits, ladies and gentlemen, like some celery, especially if you're dealing with someone who's a diabetic or pre-diabetic. There's also turnip greens that you can add in, again, unconventional, but through the book, What to Consume, we know about the added benefits of these in these foods in helping create an enzyme surplus. Another thing you'll want to use, and I know you've heard us mention it here before on Root Cause Radio, is that therapeutic ginger drink, the therapeutic ginger drink. And the recipe, of course, is on the rootcauseradio.com website. There's a great video that'll walk you through how to make it. And even give you a fun recipe for the leftovers, ladies and gentlemen. But this therapeutic recipe is literally only ginger root, honey, and rice vinegar. And you can even use any kind of honey. Organic would be better, but any kind of honey. And the recipe, again, is online at rootcauseradio.com. But these three simple ingredients created, blended together, as specified in the recipe, delivers your body not just energy to fight fatigue, right, because of the high levels of copper in there, but also antivirals, antibacterials. You are delivering B vitamins as well to your system. It is absolutely phenomenal, and I'm telling you this not because of something I read in the book, but I've actually used this recipe to fight a cold and flu myself, ladies and gentlemen. And if you have the flu or the adenovirus or anything like that, I do encourage you to consider adding a symptometrist to your health regimen or having them on speed dial, because normally to go through the flu, if you just let it take its course naturally, most people it takes about 7 to 10 days to get over the flu. However, ladies and gentlemen, I unfortunately did catch the flu this season. This is my first time in I don't know how long, maybe 5 years, if not longer than that, in catching the flu myself. And I was able to take advantage of the symptometry health package, ladies and gentlemen. Instead of being miserable for 10 days, I was able to get through the flu in 3 days, right, in terms of feeling it coming on. So if you're part of our Root Cause Radio family, if you subscribe to the newsletter at Root Cause Radio or even at our host site, symptometry.com or mysos.org, then you will also be getting the newsletter that has these promo packages available for you so that you can get them in advance at a discount to have them on hand, or at least know to request for them by name if you're having a challenge as well. So that's just my personal testimony there. But, again, if you don't have a symptometrist available or you don't have the cold package from the immune booster package, the winter health package from symptometry, and you feel yourself getting sick, that ginger recipe, the therapeutic ginger recipe, will definitely help turn things around for you in fighting all of the symptoms, actually, whether it's a cold or a flu that you're dealing with, ladies and gentlemen. And preventive measures, just a couple of things as we wrap up tonight's podcast. Preventive measures, again, if as often as you can get 7 hours of sleep, you want to do that so that you don't depress your immune system. Also, life has opportunities, presents us with opportunities all the time, and stress, tension, especially consistent stress and tension, will also depress our immune system. So you want to take advantage of stretching, literally stretching, whether it's yoga or just something you do in the house by yourself, putting your arms up over your head, bending down, touching your toes, walking, some light cardio, or even more a more rigorous exercise regime. 30 minutes of exercise, if you can get that in a day, would be ideal, but at least give yourself 10 to 15 minutes. And not only will it release the tension that is depressing your immune system, it will also boost, ladies and gentlemen, boost your energy, give you a natural boost of dopamine that 'll put you in a better mood and better able to handle whatever life happens to throw at you that day, as well as improving your heart health as well. So do not overlook that 15 to 30 minutes of exercise a day, especially if you are in a situation where you are vulnerable. And this, I love the recommendation of stretching as well, because that's something even our elderly can do, even people who are restricted on bed rest, ladies and gentlemen, our family caregivers out there, we can still help them stretch their arms and move their legs, or even direct them. They're doing it in bed, and we're doing it standing up, right? And go start slow, especially if you're not used to exercising. You want to start slow and build up to the 30 minutes. So start with 10 minutes of stretching and then continue on from there. But these are just some really quick tools that you can do. Also, nobody really wants to hear this tip, but again, that alcohol will depress our immune system. There are fabulous recipes where you can have, you know, a wine sauce for your chicken or your fish or what have you, or having that cocktail after work or that glass of wine with dinner. And even if it relaxes you, and yes, there are many nutritionists that often mention and highlight the antioxidants, especially in wine, right, and the benefits of other alcoholic beverages, but just know that each serving of alcohol also has has the element in it, the aldol, and that requires twice, breaking that down requires twice the number of enzymes that our body normally sets aside for an entire meal, okay? And that is why alcohol will depress the immune system, because it's creating an enzyme deficit, an enzyme shortage. So you definitely want to minimize your alcohol intake if you're looking to protect your health. But if you're going to consume it, if you're going to enjoy it, then do yourself the favor in terms of taking advantage of the health resources, right, the Paradoxal 123, the Formula A16B that you can order from the health center, or even making yourself that therapeutic ginger beverage at home. And there are many books that will help you and support you in your journey, too. What to Consume by Dr. Maxwell Narte is my personal favorite. But if you're not really familiar with symptometry, if you're not familiar with the concept of building an enzyme surplus and why even healthy foods will create health challenges, go ahead and grab the copy of The Downside Nutrition as well. That will support you in your health journey and really be eye-opening in terms of some of the symptoms and the health challenges that you or a loved one are experiencing. It is the number one resource for family caregivers, ladies and gentlemen, and we're excited to have that available to share with our listeners as well. So we are going to open up the line. If you have a question, a comment, a concern, something you'd like us to address, go ahead and hit the number one so that we can see you, call on you, bring you on air. I'm double-checking the chat as well to make sure that we haven't missed any questions that were typed in. And while we wait to see if anyone has any questions, I also want to go ahead and share with you some of the topics that have been suggested for our future episodes. We're excited to be covering these, supporting our listening audience, our loyal listening audience, in this future show. So one suggestion, quite a few suggestions that came in were overcoming addictions. Someone specifically mentioned sexual addictions. We've got requests to help our listening audience with erectile dysfunction. And You would be surprised, ladies and gentlemen, by the number of gentlemen who are actually affected with this. And it's not just a condition that impacts people over 60 or 70 years old. There are men in their 20s and 30s that are dealing with these challenges as well. So the same basic suggestions, avoiding those strong sugars, high sugars, sugary foods will help if that's an issue that you're dealing with. But we do have a coming up, a show dedicated specifically to the topic of overcoming erectile dysfunction. Again, well, we've had addiction suggested. Oh, Valentine's Day is coming up, and this is really a topic that you can do any time of year. But someone, we've had questions and requests for healing through nurturing, you know, and love languages, which is actually quite interesting. I would love to see the panel and what comes out of that topic as well, because it does make a difference, your relationship with yourself, with those around you, feeling appreciated, supported, nurtured, if you will. All of those things make a difference as well. If you are actively fighting an illness, also beating anemia and its related diseases. This is important because a lot of people chew ice. It's really, really popular, and that's actually definitely a sign of anemia, and it's leading to other things as well. So we will be happy to help and support people in that way. Cancer. Yes, so many different cancers are affecting people nowadays. We had a specific request for colorectal cancer, and March is actually Colorectal Awareness Month, so we'll definitely make sure to include that. At the website rootcauseradio.com, you can go ahead and download or listen to our past podcasts. Again, make sure you add yourself to our newsletter, right? Sign up for the health tips, because then you will also get the package promos and things that are coming and that are available to our loyal listeners. And if you would like even more support, enrichment, you want to take advantage of the e-courses, the online classes. Most of them are free. Some of them are advanced, but most of them are no cost to you. Those are available at rootcauseradio.com. As we wrap up, it looks like today's podcast delivered great, great value, because I don't have any questions. I don't have any hands raised. I don't have any questions. I see quite a few comments in terms of informative show. Thank you so much. So, yes, we are excited that you were able to listen. And then listen in tonight, and we're excited for all of the topics that will be coming up. And again, if you want to suggest a topic for us to cover on air, you can do so at rootcauseradio.com. There's a spot for you to interact with us there. If you have a personal health concern, you want to go and take advantage of the private health consultation, whether it's for yourself or a loved one. Again, that phone number to call is 708-691-4977. Again, that is 708-691-4977. And there are health coaches available to take your call, as well as schedule that private health consultation. So I do see one question that popped up and said, what exactly is the therapeutic ginger health drink good for? Again, it's quite a few things. I'll actually go ahead and read out the full list to you, but the detailed recipe is at rootcauseradio.com in our self-help videos, and then you can also find it on Symptometry's YouTube channel. The therapeutic ginger recipe, when made correctly, okay, delivers large quantities of copper, which is fantastic for energy and circulation, anti-inflammatory products, cortisol, which is important to properly regulate blood sugar, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to help you out with B1, B2, B3, B5, and B12, ladies and gentlemen. It helps, again, for protein, deliver protein carrier molecules, antivirals. It helps your body naturally fight mold. There are a lot of people who have mold, either exposed to them knowingly or unknowingly, and then they have these illness flare-ups. You want the therapeutic ginger beverage because it helps you naturally fight mold and bacteria. And you will be excited, too, in terms of it unlocking and amplifying those 20 amino acids that we need for our DNA. Now, the beverage is only therapeutic when fresh. So, again, you make that batch of it, and it's therapeutic for 5 days. A day you make it plus four more. But if you take the time to watch the video at rootcauseradio.com, you will get also the mocktails and the fun recipes that you can use if you have some leftover, and they are quite delicious as well. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the end of our time together. Thank you so much for tuning in to RootCauseRadio.com. We are excited to cover the upcoming topics, and again, if you ever have a question, comment, or concern that you're not too shy to discuss on air, you can push the number one. We would love to interact with you directly, but since we've taken care of everyone tonight, we invite you to join us back next week, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, okay? Dial the same number to join us live, and you can always, always, always listen live at rootcauseradio.com, and you can also get the replay of this podcast and our previous shows at www.rootcauseradio.com. Till next time, take great care of yourselves and each other. Have a good night, everybody.
Root Cause Radio, sharing the secrets of optimal health.